WJTL Matthew West, Forgiveness, kicking off our 2012 hour on this Throwback Thursday. One big key of 2012, the Summer Olympics featured Michael Phelps that year.
Wow.
In 2012. That was the Michael Phelps Olympics. If he got in the water, he won a gold. Good morning, Liam and Fred with you. It's 7:05.
Yeah, of course, it's Throwback Thursday, and we hope that you are enjoying today as much as we are. You can listen all day. We're bringing you yearly time capsules each hour from WJTL's 40-year journey. Enjoy the music and memories on this Throwback Thursday right here, FM 90.3 WJTL.
This morning, our very special guest from Friends in Action International, our friend Shannon Medich is here. Good morning, Shannon.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Oh, we love having you here. Thank you for the donuts. That was very kind of you.
Gotta make you like me.
Oh, we do. We love you. Anybody want to give a shout out to?
You know what? I would. There is a special lady at Lebanon Valley Bible Church where we're going to have a banquet this year named Lorraine Martin. And this is a crazy thing to be known for, but Lorraine is the best cook I have ever met in my life. She did our banquet 2 years ago.
Yeah.
This piece of meat. Fred, I don't know if you're a foodie. Are you a foodie?
I mean, I like food, but I'm not a foodie.
I'm not a meat girl. Like, I can get excited about fruit, which I know is weird, but give me a good peach any day, a mango,
I
can write
peaches.
Home about that.
Yeah.
But meat, I don't get excited. This meat, Liam, this piece of, I don't know what it was. Was it brisket? Was it pot roast?
Doesn't matter.
It was some kind of wonderful beef, and it has some kind of wonderful, it was a mixture of like, chemistry and artwork, and it was like dissolved like cotton candy. I say good morning, Lorraine.
Good morning, Lorraine.
Thank you for blessing the world with your cooking.
Yeah,
I bet you she's in the kitchen whipping up something good, and I bet you somebody's pulling up a chair. And
yeah,
and I just love Lorraine, and
that's
I can't
great.
Wait because she's cooking for this year's banquet. So
that's very
whether
cool.
you come for the meat or the message, join us, right?
Or both.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, we're going to talk more about that coming up. First, tell us all about Friends in Action.
Yeah, so we're a nonprofit and we're located in Middletown, Pennsylvania. Our mission is to come up alongside missionaries, national workers, any frontline gospel teacher that is in some of the most remote, off-the-grid, hard-to-reach places in the world. So a lot of times people have a heart and ministry to reach unreached people for Christ, but they lack the resources, they lack the tools, the finances to get into those places. And we're talking places like hard to reach, where other people cannot or will not go. And Friends in Action loves to get in there and get down and dirty and help. And so we do really practical things, like whatever it is that the missionary needs to say, I can stay longer, or I can go further, or I could be more effective if you would.
Okay.
Build the airstrip, build me a house, like pave a road, like bring me supplies, like any of those really practical things. That's kind of what we're there for.
Do you have any great stories about how God has worked through Friends in Action?
Oh, yeah. Like we are so blessed to be in the midst of where God's at work. So you're going to hear a lot about that at the banquet. So I will tell one story is out of Papua New Guinea. So we went there and the guy there does... our field leader does a lot of repair. And so it's kind of every time he fixes something, it's like a testimony. It's like that's what Jesus does. He takes our broken bits and he puts them back together. He takes a mess and makes it something beautiful.
Yep.
So,
amen.
Yeah. So he's working alongside of every time we go there or we accomplish anything, we try to bring the national people alongside with us. Because, hey, if you're on the end of a shovel or the end of a power tool, that's a great time to rub elbows, to build relationships. And, you know, when you're working, you talk life. To talk God.
Right.
So he was running this sawmill ministry and he was trying to teach them some carpentry skills. Before they got to work, he would, give them a devotional, a time for prayer requests. And he was talking about Jesus's substitutionary death for sin. And he's looking and he's thinking, these guys are not getting it. I don't know. I don't think they got it. But they went to work later that day. He says to Daniel, hey, we got to run in town. I got to get some hardware for another project. You want to ride along? Daniel's like, yeah. They get in town, and Mike, the field leader, is known for being the handyman fix-it guy, right? Their radio station in town, their generator went out, and broadcasting went down. They were like, oh, my gosh, come over and help us. He's like, yeah, I'll be over there. He gives Daniel the bill of lading and said, will you go pick this stuff up while I do this? And Daniel's like, okay. So he goes in the hardware store, Daniel does, and he gets in there, and he expects to have to pay to get this stuff. And the guy's like, no, just give me, like, let me see what you need. And he goes, you don't have to pay for anything. He goes, you don't want my money? He goes, no, it's already been paid for. And at that moment, Mike walks in and Daniel turns around wide-eyed and he goes, I get it. I get it.
Wow.
That's what Jesus did,
wow.
huh?
Wow.
That's what Jesus did. He paid for it ahead of time. And all I have to do is pick up that gift.
Wow.
I have to pick up what was paid for. So that's one little example of how God's using FIA in a very practical way.
Amazing. If folks want to hear more testimonies or see more about what you do, they can meet you online. Tell us about your website.
Yes, it's FIA for Friends in Action, FIAINTL.org. And there's tons of stories. We put out a magazine every quarter. It's really well done. We put out letters every month, and you can read blogs and see videos and lots of good things on there.
And we are going to talk more about your upcoming bank, but tell us when it is.
We actually have two.
Okay.
So you have an option. You
right.
can come Friday night, October 25th at 6 p.m. at Lebanon Valley Bible Church to get Lorraine's good meat. Or we're having an identical one. Lorraine's not cooking the second night, but that's Saturday the 26th at 5 p.m., and that's at the Sheraton Harrisburg Hershey Hotel.
And we will talk more about those coming up, but folks can get information about those online too.
Yes, and registration is open, and it fills up fast, so.
Check it out, FIAINTL.org. We'll talk more with Shannon on the way, and more of our time capsule from 2012 is next. Britt, Nicole, Mercy Me, and more. With